and Disasters 2 Part A Micro-Listening
Sentence Structure Comparatives You will hear 10 sentences. Listen carefully and choose the answer which is closest in meaning to each sentence you hear.
1. More people came to the show than we had expected.
2. I spent less time than usual to finish my homework.
3. I can't go higher than $200 a month.
4. I've never read a novel as good as this one.
5. Nothing is more enjoyable than watching TV.
6. I think there's nothing worse than laziness.
7. Jim runs the fastest of all.
8. There are fewer buses than bicycles in the street.
9. I spent more time on chemistry assignments than on physics assignments.
10. It is easier said than done.
Part B. Macro Listening. Dialogue. How did the accident happen?
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear. George had an accident at work and was taken to the hospital. His wife Maggie phoned Mac to tell him about the accident. Mac hurried to the hospital soon after work and found George looking better than he had expected.
How are you feeling now?
Not too well yet. My ribs still hurt every time I breathe.
What about your leg?
Actually, that doesn't hurt too much anymore.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. How did it happen anyway?
Oh, I was checking some work on the second story and, well, somehow I slipped and fell. The next thing, I was in the hospital.
You're lucky you weren't killed.
Yeah, I know, but...
Have you talked to Mom and Dad yet?
Maggie called them last night. I only talked to them for a couple of minutes.
What did they say?
Well, they didn't seem too upset. They said I should have been more careful.
That's for sure.
And that I shouldn't go to work too soon. I told them that they didn't need to worry about that, not the way I'm feeling.
I can imagine. Well, how long do you think you'll have to stay in the hospital?
I don't know yet. Not too long, I hope. But I'm sure I'll be on crutches for a while. The doctor said I'll have to wear a cast for at least 8 weeks. Anyway, what's the news with you?
Question number 1. What happened to George?
Question number 2. How is George feeling now?
Question number 3. What is George's trouble now?
Question number 4. Who was Mac?
Question number 5. How long will George have to stay away from work? Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and use the information you get to reconstruct the story. George had an accident at work and was taken to the hospital. His wife Maggie phoned Mac to tell him about the accident. Mac hurried to the hospital soon after work and found George looking better than he had expected.
How are you feeling now?
Not too well yet. My ribs still hurt every time I breathe.
What about your leg?
Actually, that doesn't hurt too much anymore.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. How did it happen anyway?
Oh, I was checking some work on the second story and, well, somehow I slipped and fell. The next thing, I was in the hospital.
You're lucky you weren't killed.
Yeah, I know, but...
Have you talked to Mom and Dad yet?
Maggie called them last night. I only talked to them for a couple of minutes.
What did they say?
Well, they didn't seem too upset. They said I should have been more careful.
That's for sure.
And that I shouldn't go to work too soon. I told them that they didn't need to worry about that, not the way I'm feeling.
I can imagine. Well, how long do you think you'll have to stay in the hospital?
I don't know yet. Not too long, I hope. But I'm sure I'll be on crutches for a while. The doctor said I'll have to wear a cast for at least 8 weeks. Anyway, what's the news with you?
Passage. The two drivers.
Exercise 1. Listen to the story and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
I'm going to tell you a story about two drivers who wanted to park their cars in the same parking space. The man who arrived at the parking space first was rather old with gray hair. He was driving a large Rolls Royce. The beautiful car stopped just in front of the parking space. Then the driver turned his head and very slowly began to reverse his car into the space. Just as he was doing this, a young man in a Mini came up from behind. He noticed the space and drove straight in, nose first. The older driver in the Rolls Royce stopped his car suddenly. He was very angry and red in the face. He wound down his window and looked at the young man. But the young man wasn't sorry. He had got out of his car now, and he was laughing. "You have to be young to do that," he said to the older driver, and pointed at the Mini and at the space he had just taken. The older man said nothing. He just began to reverse his Rolls Royce again and crashed into the Mini very hard. There wasn't much of the Mini left when the older driver had finished. The young man watched what was happening and couldn't believe his eyes. He was angry and very red in the face. The older driver looked out of the window and smiled. "You have to be rich to do that," he said.
Question number 1. What is the story about?
Question number 2. What do you know about the two drivers?
Question number 3. What did the older driver mean when he said, "You have to be rich to do that"?
Question number 4. Which of the following statements about the younger driver cannot be inferred?
Question number 5. Which of the following proverbs is not appropriate to describe the story?
Exercise 2. Listen to the story again and fill in the blanks with the information you get from the tape to complete the following.
I'm going to tell you a story about two drivers who wanted to park their cars in the same parking space. The man who arrived at the parking space first was rather old with gray hair. He was driving a large Rolls Royce. The beautiful car stopped just in front of the parking space. Then the driver turned his head and very slowly began to reverse his car into the space. Just as he was doing this, a young man in a Mini came up from behind. He noticed the space and drove straight in, nose first. The older driver in the Rolls Royce stopped his car suddenly. He was very angry and red in the face. He wound down his window and looked at the young man. But the young man wasn't sorry. He had got out of his car now, and he was laughing. "You have to be young to do that," he said to the older driver, and pointed at the Mini and at the space he had just taken. The older man said nothing. He just began to reverse his Rolls Royce again and crashed into the Mini very hard. There wasn't much of the Mini left when the older driver had finished. The young man watched what was happening and couldn't believe his eyes. He was angry and very red in the face. The older driver looked out of the window and smiled. "You have to be rich to do that," he said.
This is the end of Lesson 16.
End of the tape.